Blue Apron Take Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. And then we try to figure out which one is the lie. Right, Jessica?
Damn Skippy.
That's right. Would you please introduce our mighty fine guest?
I would love to. This gentleman to my left, we've had him on once before we had video, and he sucked at the game. But
why? It's bullshit.
That's why we're going to have him back. He has a podcast called Community Service. He was highlighted on JFL. He opens for Chris D'Elia. He was on MTV. He always makes us say that. Most notable for Trader Joe's. Working there. He is also a Mexican-American that looks white. This is Craig Conant.
Yay, welcome to the show, Craig.
I think you just wrote my new bio.
There you go.
That's way better than my bio.
And for people that don't understand, JFL is Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, Canada. It's one of the biggest festivals in the world. And to get on the JFL New Faces show, that's a huge thing. Congratulations to that, Craig.
Did you know that you helped me get it?
Yes.
She did.
Little tidbit.
I try to be a nugget of goodness in the comedy world.
Well, thank you.
Right, right. I have shit follow through, but there you go. I'm glad you got it. And I tell people all the time about you, Jessica, just so you know. Anyway, would you please introduce our second guest?
Thank you. Love you.
It was years ago, though, just so you know. 3 years, 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's okay.
So she hasn't helped you out anymore since then?
No.
He doesn't need any help. Fuck, he's good. Yeah. Something good's coming
God.
As well.
God. Okay, and this gentleman over here, he opens for Ari Spears. He also does a podcast with Ari Spears called Spears and Steinberg. He has a Mexican documentary coming out in the near future next year. Mexican meaning he is an American Mexican, and I think that's the name of it. He's going to call it. It's still a working title, yeah. American Mexican. It's a documentary of him finding his Mexican roots.
You guys just shared love together.
Yeah. We're the whitest Mexicans you've ever seen in your life.
No, I get so much shit for it, too.
Because I know.
I say I'm white now because I this is the suit that I wear. Why am I going to, like, I'm not returning the suit.
I say, like, it pisses me off because my grandma was an illegal immigrant that didn't speak English. So, like, I'm fucking Mexican. I know I look white as shit. I tell them that, but then they're like, you're not Mexican. I'm like, all right, go fucking talk to my grandma then, asshole.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get this.
I live the same world.
Yeah.
Let me get this Mexican name out. This is Andy Steinberg.
Yeah. Yes. Well, my mom was Mexican. My dad.
Yes.
He was a little
mom
bit of Jewish.
Was Mexican.
Bam!
What was your favorite thing your mom made for you to eat that now as an adult? You're like, God, I fucking miss that.
Her tacos, man.
Really?
Yeah, and it just sounds dumb because...
Yeah, no, yeah. My mom's chicken tacos.
Chili Rellenos, dude.
Did she do it?
Makes good ones.
Yeah, did she do it in the iron frying pan? And
she does
hard
shell,
the hard shell deep fried, but with that in the pan on.
Yeah.
That's the way to get it done, right?
It's the best shit ever.
Wow, they're bonding. Yeah.
They're
so
bonding.
Hardcore.
That's so cool. So cool. And sitting here to my right is one of our on-air producers, Austin Walker.
Hey, Austin.
Austin, what kind of Mexican are you?
You know, I'm not. I'm about a quarter nut.
Get out.
Sorry.
He seems thrilled. Anyway, and from our behind the glass in the sound room, I guess that's what we call the sound booth, the working area, whatever that is. Please give it up for our other on-air producer, Michael Evans.
That's me. What's up, dudes?
Are we going to let people know that this is a special holiday episode?
Yes, we are. Did you just fucking burp out the ABCs over there? Jesus Christ.
She gets real mad at me. Better calm down.
No, there's a difference. At least he turned his head.
I turned.
And went the
it
other way.
It doesn't matter if I turned.
Jessica's like this.
He went off camera. He went off camera to do his burp. You stay on.
That's how you do it, Jessica. That's how you do that.
I had it brewing. I drank bubbles. I'm sorry.
But Austin, what's happening? What does that mean for today?
Well, we don't have live players today, unfortunately, so we won't be able to go back and forth with the audience, so we've got to be extra on it ourselves. And,
so maybe every once in a while you can just pop in and maybe think of what an audience member would have said.
Oh, I'll try to do that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's a good thing you asked him to do that because he might not have figured it
out.
Like,
that's
so weird,
would have
right?
never guessed.
That was so, like, yeah,
Michael was just going to sit in there and comment as one audience member.
That's very funny. So how is it going with your podcast with Ari?
It's actually
Aries, right?
Aries.
Aries. Okay.
You wouldn't believe it. She practiced that for a week.
Yeah,
she
practiced about Aries.
He responds either way. So was it? He's used to that. But no, it's a great. It's a really fun podcast for us because we do it on the road, mm-hmm. and it gives us something to do besides nothing. And we just talk about what's going on either in the road or what's on the news and. It doesn't have everybody wants to have a podcast. I think that has look, this is a great podcast idea. Mm-hmm. I like the concept, but we know what we're going to do, right?
Uh-huh.
We don't have that, so right. It can go either way. We almost got in a fist fight on one of them. So,
oh really?
Yeah,
over what?
Race.
Oh, that's
because
you're
Mexican.
He didn't believe you were Mexican.
No. He knows the structure, but I always take the white side, and wildly, he takes the black side. So we get into these discussions, and it got heated one time, and it just makes it interesting though. And the emails that we get afterwards are amazing. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
Okay. Don't worry. You know what? Me and Felicia are becoming like family, and I feel a bra a coming.
You think we're no? Because you'll kick my ass.
But that's what my family does in the holidays. So that's
fight?
Probably why
they fight, yeah. They fight your family.
Yeah. My dad hit my Jewish uncle.
That's because he knew he wasn't going to hit back.
Your dad's a real one.
Yes, he is. And what about your podcast? Because you have a new podcast. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Community service. Uh-huh. We talk about drugs and uh-huh. arrest and farts, poops. Uh-huh. Real highbrow, uh-huh. The loose theme is maybe in a bad event that made you into a better person, but most of the time we just riff and talk about drugs and farts and whatnot.
Have you been arrested?
Yes.
For what?
A lot of sobriety talk on it. I threw firecrackers at police on horses.
Where?
Hermosa Beach.
Oh, wow.
I got raided. I don't know. I got brass knuckle. A lot of arrests.
He used to be into drugs.
Only four. I used to do a lot of drugs.
Yeah. What was your favorite drug?
Oxycontin and cocaine with whiskey and weed.
Wow.
In that order?
Didn't matter what order. Sir.
My dad was a Vietnam vet, and so he had a fibromyalgia, and they gave him at the VA, this is like 10 years ago, Oxycontin. And he took it for a week, and he threw it in the trash. He's like, fuck this shit.
Oh, for those of you that don't know, Oxycontin is synthetic, government-made 100% pure heroin in a pill that you could... take like a tic tac.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Be careful. Don't do it.
Yeah. How'd you come across your first one?
You just find a way.
Mm.
You say 100% pure synthetic, that doesn't make sense, does it?
I mean, I guess not, but it's. they've done studies to where OxyContin is actually more addictive than heroin.
I can definitely
because it goes
that.
In and it's designed. It does what it's designed to do, and that's it. There's no fillers. There's no. That's what I meant by that. 100% pure.
Yeah, it's like a 100% synthetic that has 100% the effect that a very strong heroin would have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a levels thing.
Yeah. I like the voice of God coming in.
I did too.
Fixing.
I did because I always know what I'm trying to say, but I'm in my head like, am I saying this right? And he just, I was like, yeah.
I got my first OxyContin when I was walking by a VA hospital, and this ex Vietnam vet threw a bottle away. Yeah, yeah. So that's how I got mine.
There you go.
Lie. No.
There you go.
No, but because it comes across naturally, like you go to the dentist and they give you a little 500 Vicodins, and then you just take those and you're like, oh, and then you find out there's 750s, and then you're like, oh, there's Norcos, and then you're like, oh, there's OxyContin.
Right, they gave me Norco for my tooth.
Yeah, it's just crazy because we started taking them like candy in high school because it was. It was like one and a beer, and then all of a sudden, it just like in the movies, it just turned into an ugly habit.
This is something we would do, and I don't even know if this really works, but we would crush up like a Xanax and then put it in our joint.
It depends on what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if Xanax works. OxyContin works. Vicodin does not.
Yeah, I was going to ask
some
when
of
you
them can.
Did OxyContin, was it just taking the pill or did you crush it up and snort it? Like, what was your delivery?
You can smoke it, too.
I snorted it and smoked it.
Oh, really?
You could smoke it, but I would say, I'm going to smoke weed with OxyContin, but really I'd put one flake of weed to clog the hole and then just dump OxyContin in. And then I would just get dope sick and vomit, and I was living with my mother, and I was like, I got to change my life,
Yeah.
She was like, dark days. Everything's all right, but you
No,
were...
I just locked the door because I didn't want her to see. One time I thought I was overdosing, but I like didn't want to tell anybody, so I was like, I'll just go to sleep.
Jesus Christ.
Because 18 hours.
That cures an overdose.
Jesus Christ.
I woke up and felt like I cheated death. I was like, I was like, uh-oh.
Wow.
Almost a whole day passed. Anyways, I'm here now. I'm sober.
No. So I think that would be interesting if people wanted to listen to your podcast. If
check it out.
It's a great podcast, for the record.
Yeah, and you have really good guests on it. So why don't we jump into the story? So we'll rotate them around. Since Craig has been here before, I think you should start.
That sounded backwards. Didn't that sound backwards? Like,
I know.
He has experience.
No,
let him.
Trust me, bro.
He's
you go first.
Horrible.
You go first.
Okay, so I just tell one story.
Just tell one story.
All right, so about, I guess about 6 weeks ago, I was in New York.
Okay.
And I had a kava. I don't think they have kava out here.
What is that?
What's kava?
Kava is like a, it's like a healthier Chipotle, you know? They have chicken, but it's bowl style. So it's kava.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kava, it's big. It's a big meal. And so I had that. And I went to, then we went to the stand. Comedy club out there, and we did some other stuff. We ran around the city, and I was leaving the stand, and I could feel like a rumble like in my stomach.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, you know what? I like home court. I don't want to play an away game. And I thought, okay, I live in Jersey, so I just have to take the path home. It takes about half an hour, 40 minutes.
Fuck, that is an away game.
Yeah.
You know yeah.
So, but I
wouldn't.
You know, I thought I had time.
I'm
I thought
home game
I had
girl
time.
All over the place.
So I'm feeling all right. So I'm walking over to the path, and that's the train. And I get over there, and it's closed because they're doing a lot of repairs. So that one side's closed. So I have to walk across the street to the other side. And there were some problems with the path running back and forth. And so I had like probably a 40-minute wait there. And then I took then it's like 15 minutes to the next stop where I get off and switch to another one, which should be another 10 minutes away. And that turned into another 45-minute wait. And it's really now it hurts. And,
yeah, you know what? Now you know what it feels like to be an Uber driver in L.A. where no one will let you use their bathroom.
Bathroom because, well, you can like just become a customer for buy a donut. And
you can't just ask people you're dropping off at home, Jess. That's weird.
That's a solid move, though. That's it.
Hey, can I come in? You don't have to tip me. Yeah.
I brought my own toilet paper.
Sweat.
I do carry my own toilet paper.
You do?
I carry baby wipes everywhere.
Yeah. They just look at you like, I know that look. There's no way, lady.
I'm waiting, and I'm like sweating. I really am. I'm sweating. And I finally get to my station. And from my station, you can see my apartment. It's only like a 7-minute walk.
So this is like a 3-hour journey already, right?
Yeah. And it's late at night. Now it's like about 2:40 in the morning.
And you're going to where? Brooklyn? You're in?
No, I'm in Jersey. I'm in Harrison, Jersey, Harrison, New Jersey. So it's next to Newark. Okay. So I can see my apartment from the pass station, and I'm walking through the parking lot at the pass station, and I just stop because I'm in so much pain, and I really think I'm about ready to shit my pants. I was like mortified. Like I stopped. I didn't move. And I could just feel it, and then it went away. I farted, which would be perfect for your podcast. I farted. It was a beautiful fart, and I felt like
some pressure release.
And I said, "Okay, I'm going to make it. I can see the apartment. I'm going to make it." And so I start.
When you get in those moments,
that's the hardest stretch.
Yeah. So I'm walking.
When you get in your moments, that's when I start to like hardcore talk to myself.
Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah,
like, don't poop.
Yeah,
poop,
you can make it. You can do this, dude.
I just pray.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
Please.
You got
you'll
this.
Let me
yeah,
not
yeah,
shit
you,
my pants right here.
It's
I will
just poop.
Go to church.
It's just yeah. You got this far in life. You haven't done.
Fecal matter.
You haven't done this in a while. You'll be okay. So I start walking, and you're right. With every step, I'm like, hey, relax, breathe. So I'm walking, and where my apartment is, there's two parking places, but they're just flat lots. That's all they are. So I walk by one, and there was an opening. I'm like, man, maybe I should just zip in here. And I'm like, dude, you're a human being. You're old enough. You can make it. You can see your door to the apartment. You got to make it there and up the elevator. So I walk past that one, And then I get to the next one, and right at the beginning, if there's an opening, and I look, and I go, oh, man, that's the one. That's I should go in. And I did it, and then I took, like, 10 more steps, and that same feeling that I had back at the parking lot occurred. And I was like, I'm not going to make it. And I walk a little bit further, and there's another opening to this flat piece of ground. And I just run in there and undo my pants and kneel up against
in the
parking lot, this parking structure. It's dirt, though. It's dirt. I'm not an animal. I am a little bit. But I grab the fence and kind of lean back. And it's now drizzling on the same time. So it's really feeling like a sad, sad movie. Uh-huh. It's dark. It's drizzling.
Oh, I thought your butt was drizzling. No, I was like, wow, yeah. You are getting descriptive. Yeah,
No. And I'm bare-assed, and I start to shit. So I'm shitting, and this car drives by, which is the worst, because now someone's watching me. And I look homeless sometimes.
Yeah, so, like just in general.
In general. So I was, it was you know, they were
did
probably...
Did you make eye contact?
You know, I felt like a dog when you look at a dog when you're shitting. Because right. Once I saw it, I couldn't take my eyes off of him. I'm like, okay, we're going to do this together. And I kind of stared him down.
Like, yeah, what? I'm shitting.
And then almost like as if God intended, I looked down at the ground and there's a plain line piece of notebook paper. White.
Nah.
Yeah. Unwritten on, just plain. And it's been getting drizzled on, so it's soft, but it's, you
like
know.
Like a baby wipe. You would like it, Austin.
It's yeah. Up my alley.
And
deep in your alley.
I basically just.
I was up this alley.
Yeah. I just did the paperwork, and I dropped that thing and pulled up my pants, manned up, walked into the, walked home, got up to my apartment. My girl was waiting there, and she goes, what took you so long? And I said, I told her the story and then went and jumped in the shower. That's my story.
So there was no cameras in this parking lot structure?
No.
The car was filming.
The car might have been filming.
Snapchat.
TikTok.
TikTok.
I was in an area, though.
The most viral TikTok. Yeah.
I was in an area in Harrison where they're like, a homeless dude taking a shit might not have been a big deal. So I don't think that I freaked anybody out. But it's just every day I have to walk past there and I have to think about that.
Now, this might be an interesting nugget, right?
You didn't ask me. I didn't say whether it was nuggets or it could have been real loose.
We all know that was a spray.
Yeah, could have been drizzle.
Yeah, I said it was a lot like Chipotle, the place that I ate. That's so good. Yeah. So it could have been. It could have been anything. Go ahead. I'll let you.
But this might be a little nugget. I don't know if you remember when we had Guam Felix on.
Uh-huh.
That he told a very similar lie.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Very similar. Yeah. Eerily similar. I think it was even raining.
Yeah. Well, because everyone shits out in the wild. And everyone has a story.
A parking lot.
Yeah.
How many people?
It was an alley.
No, I thought it was like a river or something.
No.
It wasn't a river.
I've shitting.
Oh, maybe it was a river.
It was like an alley, but it was like a parking area, and it was by a car, and it was against a wall, not a fence.
Right.
I'm just saying, it is eerily,
well, I think that's,
poopily similar.
Yeah, well, I think most people's diarrhea out in the wild stories are similar.
Are they?
You look for a place that has no traffic, where you feel safe, where you feel a little hidden, where, you know what I mean?
Right, so, I mean, I just,
no camera.
As much as I've pooped in the wild, and I've pooped in the wild.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever done it by a car.
Well,
I would totally do it by a car.
Where
if
they
it
can't,
wasn't, yeah.
You guys don't TP houses in high school and shit on the car because you have toilet paper and wipe your ass and slap
no,
it on the
no
windshield.
Wow, that. No
genius, boy. Genius.
Taking it up.
What's
wrong with
taking
you
it up a notch. Oh, I love it.
God, I was playing.
That's
I was
still,
little
you
league.
Didn't shit next to a car. You shit on a car.
Yeah, the hood.
What were you saying, Michael?
I was saying, what a genius idea. I was really little league back then. You know, we were never shitting on the car.
You know, that's like an upper decker. I mean, somebody who takes it to another level. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I love the idea.
Being
of that.
That I lived in New York for almost a decade, and I can't imagine.
Yeah, so it's about to come, buddy.
Yeah,
boy.
No. I just can't imagine that if you know already it's going to be a shitstorm coming. Like if you know the feeling you're getting, and you're just leaving the stand, and you fucking live in Jersey. That to me seems crazy that you just wouldn't use
that's
the restroom.
Insane.
Yeah, because aren't
are
the restrooms upstairs at
restrooms?
The stand? Aren't
yeah,
they upstairs?
Upstairs, but remind you, The restrooms are busy. There's people there.
It's a single one at the stand there, too,
it
right?
It is, upstairs.
Yeah, I have shat at that bathroom, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like a real man would,
and,
Michael.
Well, and you're hurrying because you're in there going, this is the only bathroom. I'm in here blowing it up, and there's a lot of people out there. This is going to be an embarrassing walkout.
Yeah. That's the home court. And by the way, the bathroom here is no pleasure to take a shit in either.
Why?
No. Because when you it here, it's a screen and the glass is open.
Right.
So if you blow up that bathroom, I ran out to go upstairs to see if I was letting people know what I was doing in there. It passed
by. The best bathroom to... I don't mean to be this person. But I would do belly room. If I had to take a poo, I would do belly room.
Yeah, but again, that's one stall in the ladies' room.
Yeah, the one in the guys, the belly room guys' bathroom has like a saloon door. It's like half door. You can't... They wouldn't even cover me.
Well, there's only one in the belly room for the women.
Right, but
one
it's
toilet.
But it's completely closed with a door that you're not part of the rest of the bathroom.
But if there's a show going on, there's very likely there'd be a number of women waiting right outside that door.
And this is why you want home court.
Oh,
you
don't
want
it. If I've already done my set and I have to take a shit, I'll take a shit.
I'm not displaying my wares around everybody.
What do you care if the audience sees you? If you've already done your set, what do you care if the audience sees
I'm brought in booty wipes to the Comedy Store.
I'm always afraid they're going to recognize your shoes.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I brought butt wipes to the fight.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew it was
coming.
Well,
we have spent a lot of time on that story. That's a first great story. And Craig, what about yourself?
Okay. I was home alone. Why is that funny?
These better not both be true, I'll tell you that.
Why? Don't scare him.
I was home alone with my cousin, and she was pregnant, and she was going into labor, and then she was like, hey, I need you to take me to the hospital, you know?
Yeah, you said this on stage the other night, I bet. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And then I was like, all right, but I was a drug addict at that time. And I was living with my mom and my cousin, pregnant cousin, and my other cousin who's in and out of prison.
Oh, that's so Mexican of you, dude.
I told
all
you
cousins.
I was Mexican. And then, so I was like, all right, but let me get high, you know, because this is going to be a long day. And I smoked some OG Kush. And then me and my cousin, pregnant cousin, go there, and we're with my other cousin meets up. And now we're in the labor room. And the doctor asked us, do we want to see a baby being born? And me and my other cousin were like, yeah, we want to witness it. And then we know it's weird, so we asked my cousin's permission, and she says yes. And then so me and my cousin go to look at my other cousin giving birth, and we're staring at her vagina, and nothing is happening, like for an awkward amount of time. And so... we're just staring at it just like this, and we keep looking at each other like, what the fuck, dude? Like, we want to witness this, but not this part. And then I don't know how long it was, but it truly felt like an eternity. And then the doctor says, oh, I'm so sorry. It was too soon, you know, and so nothing happened. So we just stared at my cousin's vagina for like 2-3 minutes. And then...
would you guys have small talk during it or like...
No, we just kept going like...
You're like, well, it's not what like, I thought that looked like.
Me and non-pregnant cousin just kept giving each other the
is
look
a non-pregnant
like,
cousin a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Okay.
So me and my girl cousin are watching my other girl cousin give birth. And then like it was just a lot of like, what the fuck? Like, come on here, push. Get it out. This is awkward. No, and then so the doctor says sorry too soon, and then we go back from watching and hold her hand and shit, you know. And then like 20 minutes go by, and then he's like, all right, come back, baby's crowning now. And that shit is the craziest shit I ever seen in my life. It was like a fucking alien. It's just, once it started to come out, it was out, you know. Once the head popped out, it was out within a minute, you know. And then me and my other cousin, non-pregnant cousin, were just, you know, we're just like, what the fuck did we just see? It's like, we're aliens, dude. That shit is crazy. And then, I got to cut the cord, and my cousin was hungry because she was in labor for like 22 hours, like a long time we were camped out there. Like, I don't know if it was 22, but like 16, 18 hours. Like, it was all day. It was really annoying. No, I just didn't. And then, yeah, I bought her a pastrami sandwich from Lewis Burgers on Carson.
You brought, this is what you bought, the one who had the baby.
Yeah. She'd been in labor.
The whole time she was there, because you said it took 16 or so hours for her to give birth, did you smoke or do any drugs?
I absolutely went to my car and re-got high, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
do you think you were high when you were looking at her hoo-ha before it was ready to...
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, do you think that because you were high, you weren't able to judge time correctly?
Yes, but another... augmenter of the time was the fact that it was my cousin's vagina.
Right. You know? No, I know.
So it was like it might have been 12 seconds, but the fact that I was high and it was my cousin's vagina,
it was very bright light, too, right?
Yeah.
Would it be kind of cool, though, that every time you did see a woman's vagina, that you would bring them a pastrami sandwich?
That'd be a good guy thing.
I know that sounds like a joke because it's like vagina, you know, the
hacky, oh, nice, yeah.
You know, yeah. Joke. But I swear, like, because Lewis Burgers is down the street. They have good pastrami.
Was it?
They do.
Was her vagina well kept?
Or was?
I mean, this is my cousin's vagina.
Well, if you were still a witness. At it, yeah, for 3 minutes.
Yeah, but if you're 9 months pregnant, I wouldn't be down there trimming the trees.
Well, give us the rundown.
Yeah.
there was some bush, you know.
Yeah.
She's a mom and pregnant.
Oh, she was already a mom.
Yeah, she has 4 kids.
Oh, so this is like, that's why. Was this the 4th kid?
Yeah.
This is the, oh, so.
She was like, fuck
so it.
It
really popped out.
Yeah. It was high and tight.
Yeah.
That first one probably didn't come out as fast as that 4th one that you saw.
Yeah. She was in labor forever. Once that head peeped out, it was like, boop. Yeah, shit. That's what was also so shocking. I was like, oh, fuck. That was like, wow.
Well, explain this, because I got to photograph my best friend giving birth. So explain what happened when the baby came out.
Man, I'm so jealous, dude.
What did the doctor do? That's how I'm trying to get him in his lie.
I was in shell shock from the vagina. No, I don't really remember this. I remember it coming out, and it was covered in slime, and it was like a weird color because of it.
Did she poop?
I was going to say, did she Andy herself all over the place?
She did not poop, but the kid before, she did poop, and we make fun of him because he fell in his own poop, you know?
Dumbass.
He's sensitive.
He was walking in a parking lot.
Yeah.
When I was in my mom, I ate my own poop.
How do you do that?
So I was a month overdue, so I was a grown baby inside of her stomach, basically, and I pooped inside of her, and I inhaled it.
Wow.
So much makes sense now.
Jesus Christ.
And now there's a dead cat in her freezer.
How come they didn't take you out? Why did they wait so long?
There is a dead cat.
It was back in the day, and my parents are white trash. Who knows? But they just happened to be traveling through Gainesville. They were taking my brother somewhere.
Go Gators.
And my mom thought she was having some, like, indigestion.
Uh-huh.
And my dad was like, you know what? We're already here. Let's stop at the hospital.
It's a good hospital.
Right.
Chance.
And just give you checked out. You're already overdue. You're having some indigestion. So they stop.
Real quick, though. Craig was unsure about the cat in your freezer.
Oh, yeah. I do have a dead cat in my freezer.
She has a dead cat in her freezer. It's gray.
Yeah. We've been over it.
It's all curled up like a sleeping position. Her roommate does not know there's a cat in her freezer. Okay. Go on.
Why don't you bury it?
Because it's marinating.
Yeah. Anyway. We can talk later.
She has a weirdness with
you
detachment.
You can't just say that.
I think it's great because...
I killed a man yesterday. Anyways, on with the story.
Craig's reacting like a normal person, I think.
Yeah.
That's normal.
I just like the idea that the roommate doesn't know that it's there. Yeah. To me, that's amazing.
That's what blows
my
mind.
What about your chicken nuggets? Like, how
she
do you...
She eats them. They're right there on top of the cat.
They're not on top of the cat.
On the shelf above the cat.
Yeah. I guess the freezer doesn't kill germs.
Right. You're fine. It's fine.
Fleezer.
I want to get back to you freebasing the turd.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So they stop at the Gainesville Hospital for checkup, and when they do that, my dad said they just all of a sudden they rushed her in, and he was like, what? He was trying to get into all the scrubs and all that, and he was like, wait a minute, why can't I be inside? What's happening? And they just rushed her in, and they cut me out, and so C-section. And then I was like 8 pounds something, and they put me in the preemie unit because of everything that had happened to me, you know, and I was on the ventilator or whatever, all that stuff.
And you're eating shit.
Yeah. And my dad said I was like the I looked like a giant in there with all the premiums.
I bet.
You were like a baby Jonathan Waters film.
She had that same haircut.
Yeah. But let me ask you this, Jessica.
She had a little dead cat.
Was your mother a big woman or a small woman? Mm-mm,
she was tiny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they weren't like, wow, I'm a month overdue. Maybe I should go to...
Well, yeah, that's why they decided to stop. Yeah. I
mean, before that, I mean, they didn't think to do that before.
I don't know. I mean, if I wish I would, I mean, I guess I was there, but I don't know. Okay.
We're saving a hell of a lot of money keeping this baby inside. Yeah. Cross your legs.
We're saving on diapers.
How long has it been in there? 9-10 months? Doesn't make sense. Yeah. 9-10, it's close.
She's ready. She'll come.
I know you're due, but we got these scanner tickets.
Exactly,
and we gotta go.
What they probably said.
She's ready. She'll come.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what they said.
All right. So, well, we've had two stories, and let's move on to your next story.
The next story. Okay. This is a nice story, though. So
that's okay.
It's nice is fine.
You know what? Sometimes cleaner stories are
yeah,
even
better.
Yeah, we've
heard a lot of poop stories, to be fair.
Yeah, well, no, I
we don't want to say that you're not
no,
a
no, we love poop stories.
No, I'm just saying. But, no, it's just so nice,
We
though.
Like you shake it up.
Okay, yeah. Well, good. Well, this is the opposite end of the spectrum, then. So about 10 years ago, well, I have two boys, and about 10 years ago, I had come out of some bad financial times, and I was working as a server at a restaurant trying to do comedy. And
I ain't mad at you. Yeah. I'm an Uber driver.
Okay, yeah. So I'm doing my stuff, and the people that run the restaurant that I'm working at, they do a homeless dinner on Christmas. So every Christmas, they would do this homeless dinner. It was my first year working there, so I did it. And I was very moved by the homeless Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. And
were
so,
you pissed that you didn't get tipped very much?
No, I wasn't, because even though I'm Mexican, my Jewish side, I don't really celebrate Christmas. So it was easy to be there. And I saw what like a nice thing we were doing. They would go to a couple shelters, and they would have buses, and they would bring the homeless people, and they would make this nice dinner. And I thought it was, you know, the first time I did it, it was kind of required. So I did it, and it moved me. And then for the next 9 years after that, I continued to do that dinner, but I started bringing my kids with me. And I wanted them to see, you know, a different view of life, because mm-hmm. I had worked my way out of some financial distress. And then I decided to be a comic to put myself back in financial distress. Yeah. But then it was just such a moving moment that this is something I do every year with my kids now. And I make sure that I don't work in Christmas night, and I'm back in Phoenix so that I can...
At the same restaurant.
At the same restaurant.
How old are your kids?
My oldest just turned 21. Uh-huh. He's going to turn 21 in January. My youngest just turned 19 in August.
Are they out of your house?
Yes, they have their own apartment. That's why I moved
Jesus
to New York.
Christ.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I feel so like I'm done. Like this is my life now again. I haven't had that feeling.
Felicia still has one at home.
Yeah. How old is yours?
He's 20.
Oh, and he's still at home?
Well, he went to college. He went to art school, and he had to come back.
But that's how artsy people are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to let him back in.
Well, you know, I did, though. No. What are you going to do? You can't throw your kid out.
You can't,
right?
But no, but, my, you know, I'm very fortunate because Max, my oldest, and maybe it's because, you know, he didn't want to go to college. I wanted him to go to college. I was on him about going to college. And his last year of high school, he told me that he wanted to become a barber, which I kind of get the idea of having a trade. So I didn't support it wholeheartedly, but then he convinced me that's what he wanted to do. And the kid makes more money than I do right now. I'm hoping that I can adjust that someday. But him and his brother have got their own apartment. My youngest son is on the autism spectrum. I didn't say that. But that's one of the other reasons I wanted him to see these different kinds of life. And they live together in Phoenix. And it's really nice. But
okay.
They're looking forward to this Christmas. This year, though, we're not going to do it, because I'm going to be there coming out to New York. Because I want them to see New York at Christmas time.
Oh, nice. Oh, very nice.
I'm sorry, this is a thought.
Before you do that thought, Michael, are you manhandling the microphone?
Am I manhandling it?
Like holding it? Or because I hear rumbling going on. I don't know if anybody else hears that.
I hear it.
Yeah, it went away.
Do you hear it?
Maybe yeah, can you... It's not.
You rubbing your chin on it, bro?
Nope.
Is it you holding the mic? I'm not, you know, Matt. I just wanted to make sure.
It's usually off when I'm holding it, but I'll just make sure it still is.
Why can't it be woman handling it? Why does it have to be man handling it? Ooh. Like, we have to do everything. We're the ones that cause all the problems.
Whoever wants to handle it, Andy, I'll let them handle it.
Yeah.
All right, so Jessica, what was...
Anywho, this is honestly just a thought I had the other day when I was walking through Food for Less and I bought my tub of popcorn for the holidays. Mm-hmm. What about, you know, men that got tattoos, and this I think was big in the 90s, got tattoos on their head, like they shaved their head and they got tattoos on their head and they're like, oh, I'll just grow hair there if I need it, right? If I need to cover it up. And then they didn't anticipate that they would go bald.
Okay.
Later in life. Okay. And now this tattoo is exposed because there was a guy working there at Food for Less that had a tattoo on his head that was clearly now forcibly bald. And I was like, oh, I wonder if he didn't see this coming.
What was the tattoo of?
I don't know. It just looked like, I don't know. It wasn't, it was kind of a mixture. I don't know. It was like a design. I don't even know how to explain it.
Wow. Right. That's interesting that you... thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah, where'd that come from?
I don't know.
That's interesting that you thought about that.
Oh, it's because the barber, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
That's how you tied it all together.
Oh, my God.
You know, tattoos are expensive.
I'm glad you said that, Felicia. Yeah, even I was like, why the fuck are we talking about this?
I was like, how long have I been zoned out that we're fucking
interrupted with microphone muffles?
I'm glad you did it, though, because that's always me. It's always, they're like, why are you? I don't know.
But why would you get a tattoo on your head though and cover it up? You spend all that money to get the tattoo.
A lot of gangs do it,
so they can be like undercover.
Yeah, my cousin has Southeast LA on the back of his head.
I wonder if that was it.
And he has zip codes in Norwalk, and you know,
on
his head.
Well, I think the moral of the story is don't do it where you can get your, you know, what do they call those, sand traps? My son calls them sand. You know, when people first recede. So, like, you don't want to get a tattoo, like, and have, like, a widow's peak.
You mean like this one?
Yeah, like that one. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you have a face tattoo?
Oh, yeah. She has a face tattoo.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a rash.
Of her cat.
Oh, is that of your dead cat? Yeah. Yeah. That paw print from your dead cat?
Sure. It's blood.
Oh, wow.
It's when the cat used to knead her on the temple.
Aww. When I die, put me in the freezer. When I die, put me in the freezer.
Probably the cat struggling to keep from being put in the freezer.
You know, I'm going to put another animal in the freezer so we can talk about something else.
Okay, well.
I'd be afraid to come over your house for Thanksgiving.
You could just bury it.
But on a real note about his story, which was perfect for the holidays, it's actually really, it's really hard to volunteer somewhere on Thanksgiving.
It's really not, though.
It is. They get fooled up. Yeah. I've tried. Because everybody wants to help during the holiday season.
But this, what they did is they bus people. They put this together themselves. And they actually had packages where they would give deodorant, toothbrushes, socks. Because that's the other thing that homeless people
need. I don't understand the concept of telling like a shit myself story and then like the most goody two shoes story on the planet. Like,
well, it's funny too consecutively because. Well, sorry.
No, go ahead.
It makes his first story funnier because he said like he could easily be mistaken for a homeless person just shitting himself outside. It's funny to imagine him in a parking lot bent over shitting, going like, no, I go to Phoenix every year. I fly. Yeah. I'm not one of these guys. Yeah.
No, but it is a brilliant.
I have a podcast.
It is a brilliant move though to tell two wildly different stories because although we are a podcast, we're also a game. It's your turn, dude.
Okay, I was in high school, or going into high school.
You weren't in high school.
I was.
That's where he popped all the Oxycontin.
It's true. I was after graduation.
Where'd you go to high school that Oxycontin was so readily available?
L.A. County. Mm. And then my neighbors, they go out of town. They go to the cabins a lot, you know, in the woods. And and they... They
well,
did.
Like,
you
know, like Arrowhead or Big Bear.
Big Bear. Oh. Big Bear. Yeah.
It's probably Sugarloaf, right?
And then they...
like there could be cabins anywhere else. It's so funny.
But that's what people in Southern California do. I know a lot of people.
They call it the cabins.
They just go to their cabins.
Like we should all know where the cabins are.
In the woods.
Yeah, in the woods.
Exactly.
I talk differently than most. Anyhow, they said, hey, can you pet sit our animals and feed them? And I was like, yeah. And then,
God damn it, we've heard. Did
we just have this story last week?
No. Will you guys hold just?
Okay, I'll stop. But I almost think he sold this one on this.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
What did I tell last time?
I thought you told, but I'm not going to go ahead.
Wait, I don't remember.
Well, I mean, I feel like I remember this now. I thought you telling this. I don't want to say it, but I could
say it.
You rocked his boat, Jess.
Yeah. What is the story that you think he's telling?
You ended up shooting the window.
Oh shit! I did tell this story. it's a good story, man. Yeah, I found a gun and almost murdered my friend.
Well, now you have to come up with another story.
I know.
Well, the first part of this did come true, that you're really bad at this game. Mm-hmm.
Because I have trouble making shit up.
Well, do you guys remember what that story was, if it was true or a lie?
I think that one was the truth. I don't remember, to be honest with you. But he did ask me before the show, is it okay if a story is 80% true? So yeah. I bet that first one is 80% true.
I don't know what to do now.
Jessica, why'd you do that?
Is our job. I think I'm pretty good at it.
Well, yeah, but you know he sucks. You have to be gentle with our guests. You have to be gentle.
You just said he sucks said be gentle on the guest at the same sentence.
No, I mean, you know that he said you're the one that said he's terrible at this game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it actually never occurred to me to be easy on him.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's all right.
No, so you got to...
I have to
tell another true story. Is that what? See what I'm saying, right, Jessica? Right, now right. We know whatever fucking story is.
But she didn't say this story is 70% true. That would be more false than the 80% true story.
Wow, Andy's a smart dude.
Hey, so I was in Venice Beach. Okay, yeah. And I found a gun. True. I was in Venice Beach with one of my best friends. It's my old drug dealer. And he gave me shirts and drugs. I'm loyal for life. Anyways, so we're on acid and we're drinking at, what's it called? Townhouse? Powerhouse? Townhouse and Danny's and Venice Circle, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're getting shit faced on acid.
By where the post office is?
I don't remember a post office, but where they have
adult thing to say by the post office. He's talking about a bar.
I'm talking about bars and acid. You're like, oh, where I mail my letters. I send off my Cosmopolitan mail check. Hey, where they have the show Venice Underground, right there.
Okay.
She's about to do it.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy, we're on acid, and he's a drug dealer, you know, and he has drugs and just like a napkin full of ecstasy, like 8-9 ecstasies. You
napkin
know?
Full.
Yeah, just a little ball of drugs, and then we're tripping balls and we're starting to hallucinate. And you, I don't know if you've done hallucinations drugs, but they, okay. I've done a bunch. When you see the cops, whether they're after you or not, whether they stand in 400 feet away, looking the other direction, they're the devil, they're Lucifer. You get this, you know, like, oh no, they know, you know. So my buddy has a napkin. We see cops. They're not after us. They're just standing there just doing fucking duty because it's Venice and it's ruckus, you know. So he panics and he throws a napkin on the ground. And I don't know what it is at that point. And I was like, because he was like, you know, like this. I was like, what was that? He's like, it's ecstasy. This is pre-Molly days. I'm dating myself, though. We didn't have Molly back then. This is E, ecstasy. And then he says, it's drugs, and I was like, oh, fuck. So I pick it up immediately, you know? And then now I have it, and then the same shit. Like, but some time passes, maybe like 15, 30 minutes. I don't know. I'm on acid, you know? And then I see the cops, same cops. And I'm like, ah! And I'm like, now I have it, but I'm like, I'm going to ditch it. And as I'm going to throw it away in a trash can, it's Venice, so there's a lot of homeless people, you know, and this homeless dude asked me for money. He goes, you got any money? I said, no, but I have drugs. You want them? And he's like, yes. So then I open them up and hand him one. And then, like, all the other homeless dudes, like, perk up, you know, like, oh. And then I started handing them out to the homeless and giving them drugs, dosing them
up. Like a priest?
Yeah.
Wait, so were you just being kind, or why did you want to rid yourself of them in that moment again?
Because the cops, and I'm hallucinating.
Yep. Right, but that's okay. Did that seem like a longer play that you could get caught doing, too, to, like, go and hand out drugs? Like, now you're dealing in the open for free.
Yeah, you know, when you're on acid and you see a hungry homeless man who wants some ecstasy, you give him the drugs.
Oh, so you guys were on acid and not ecstasy.
Yeah, he just had them in his pocket. Uh-huh. And then...
Sounds like a shitty drug dealer.
No, he's good, man. He's
no,
good.
No, but a great guy. Yeah, but you said he was a drug dealer, and that just sounds like such a pussy ass.
To have drugs on him is a bad...
No, just that he got that spooked that easily.
You haven't been on strong acid, though.
Okay. No, I have been on strong
acid. Have you been on strong acid with a narcotic in your pocket in front of police?
No.
Then, also, are you on, have you been arrested, raided, and on probation or parole?
I've been in a jail cell. I'm just saying. I was arrested by the Department of Homeland Security. Does that count? But not with acid.
Nah, yeah. But I'm like 90% sure he was on parole or probation. So it's like, it stacks up. You know? It's right. Anyways.
Felicia stripped.
What I know.
So what?
Yeah, you ever done that, Craig?
Yeah. You ever strip?
Nobody paid me.
Me either.
And then, I just got a bunch of homeless high, and I couldn't help but think that, there's a bunch of sensitive pussies out there, you know, that think this is wrong, but like, when I was handing it out, like, this was gold, you know, like, they were like, oh, like, thank you so much. This was better than food. But then I couldn't help but think that, like, I made them happy for 6 to 12 hours. You know, they feel good.
Oh, there's a huge down.
Yeah. And then, but then afterwards,
they're
coming down off the drugs and they're still homeless. You know, like, I just, like, did I level up their depression? And then...
Well, also, as we know...
I checked him out for quite a bit, a good chunk of time.
As we know, recently, Bert was drugged, right?
Yeah.
By Ari, not, you know, Ari Shaffir.
Not Ari
not
Spears.
Ari.
Yeah. As opposed to Ari Spears, yeah.
But he was drugged, and then he said... Ari tried to give him some pills or something afterwards because the come down off of ecstasy...
is awful.
Can be very depressing.
5-HTP.
So bad.
Yeah, like it can make you extra depressed.
5-HTP is the pill you're talking about.
Yeah.
What is that?
5-HTP is a supplement that is the building blocks of serotonin for your system so that you can begin to rebuild your serotonin after you've depleted it by using ecstasy.
Thought you were giving out your Twitter handle. He has a very obscure Twitter handle.
He has the worst Twitter handle, and it's like that. Like, what? I'm dyslexic. That's why I can never remember your Twitter handle.
Yeah, he's. I got him. He's totally right. So whenever you're on ecstasy, you let out all your good, happy hormone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it gets depleted because it's like a rush of it. So then you have to take the supplement afterwards as you're coming down because you don't have enough of that happy hormone.
Okay, thank you for explaining that, Jessica. Anyway, those are two really good stories. And I think we should take a vote. I think we should have Austin recap Andy's first stories, and let's take a vote. And by the way, I wanted to say very quickly, this is a Thanksgiving podcast, right? That's what we're assuming, right?
And we've got both stories of giving.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just want everybody to know when you've run out of leftovers and you need to go grocery shopping, why don't you go give a big look at Blue Apron? And here's a little bit about our sponsor. When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
All right, Andy's first story. About 6 weeks ago, he was in New York having some kava. Then he went to the stand, but as he was leaving there, he felt a rumbling in his tummy, thinking he had enough time to get home, but there was a holdup on the way, and now he's getting poop pains. and he can see his apartment from where he's at, and he's walking through a parking lot. He lets out a big fart, and he's like, oh, it's a little bit of relief. But then he sees a little opening by the by a car, and he goes over there and takes a parking lot poop. It's drizzling out, and this guy in a car sees him. They lock eyes, stare at each other for a minute. Then he just happens to find a sloppy, wet piece of notebook paper and wipes himself clean, heads on home. This story hit close to home because I had to poop in a cave last Saturday on a film shoot. They had porta potties and no bathrooms I got there. Yeah.
Wow.
It was very terrifying. It was in the desert.
I like it much better when you say it. It sounded much nicer when you said it.
Thank you. Thank you. Story two, much shorter recap. About 10 years ago, he was working as a server, and he was pretty hard up. The restaurant that he worked at had a Christmas dinner where they feed the homeless, and he was moved, touched by it. So he continued to do it for 9 years. And then started dragging his kids along to it, and they finally convinced him to go to New York for Christmas instead of feeding the homeless this year.
Yeah, that's good. And also, just because you said this is Thanksgiving, the most needed thing for homeless is socks. So if you're listening to this and you want to give something to the homeless, instead of cans of food, which people do give socks. They need socks.
That's a very good point. Very good point. But I think that story is horseshit.
I do too. Thank you.
I do. I think you don't fucking do anything for free, motherfucker. That's what I
think. Racist.
Oh, no. It's not about being racist. It's just you're a comic. You're fucking kid. No, I don't buy
He's
any
here for
of
free.
Promotion. Yeah,
that's true. Still.
It's why he wouldn't be a paying customer somewhere to just shit instead of shitting in a parking lot.
We didn't know it, but Aries actually Venmo'd him $100 to be here in his place. Yeah.
Aries Shafir? Yeah.
What do you think, Craig, of his story? Which one do you think is a lie?
The homeless.
the only two things that makes me think that questions me about thinking the homeless feeding the homeless story is a lie is the miraculous piece of paper that had no writing on it, torn from a notebook. Yeah, that
right. That is
yeah. And if you, how long have you lived in New York City?
About 3 months.
All right. Well, I was going to say, if it was like a long time, I might give you that then because,
well, that was the first thing somebody told me when I was going to spend a week in New York is they're like, because I'm kind of a upset tummy all the time kind of guy.
Are you an IBS guy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's a terrible time. So everybody's like, hey, make sure and get your shit out of the way in the beginning of the day because you can't be stuck out. You can't, like in New York City, if you got a shit, like all of a sudden out in the city, you're fucked. Okay. There's nowhere to do it.
I have never heard someone say, you better take your shit before you go to the city.
You know, I've heard people say, take a shit before you leave the house for the day if you're in New York.
I don't know if this is true, but I heard that Larry David actually had a list of the best bathrooms in New York City.
Oh, I'm sure that's
true.
Oh, yeah. Because it is a thing. Yeah. And you needed, you needed to know where to go, like in what area he could tell you the best place to go take a shit. Yeah.
And I can definitely relate to being somebody that will hold it as opposed to going to a public bathroom. Oh yeah, I will wait until it's like painfully terrible.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How many times have you pooped on yourself?
Not a lot. Recently, I did one of my last road trips home to Florida. I did, but I thought that I was letting a little fart out while I was peeing and driving at the same time. But it wasn't.
Oh my
God, so
that's a lot of information.
Yeah, so
a lot of information right there.
I can relate to that, to thinking like, oh, you know what? I could probably make it home.
This is our time to bond because I too have pooped on my road trip from North Carolina to here.
Oh, see.
So are you all on that? It's the homeless story that's.
Yeah, I'm just like, you've only been there for 3 months, but I just can't even imagine in any kind of scenario, late night in New York City. If as you're leaving the stand, you have to go to the bathroom and you're going to Jersey, I just can't imagine that you would make the decision not to go to the bathroom right then and there because, you know.
Also, you're
like
going
that.
Back. You think that the first.
No, I still think this motherfucker doesn't do anything for free. But that's the one thing that does make me question that in the white piece of paper. Austin, what do you think?
My biggest thing is the piece of paper.
Yeah,
I agree. That felt like a loose detail, if you will.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with my gut and say that the first is true. All these puns and nobody gives a fuck about them.
I loved it.
Michael,
loved
what?
It. So you think the first story is a lie?
It's true.
Oh, you think it's true?
You think the poop story is true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You really think out in the middle of Jersey in a parking structure, there just happens to be a piece of paper that has no writing on it.
Everything you just said did not support that.
Oh, maybe I think the other then. No, I don't know. I still think that he shit in public.
So you think the second story is a lie.
I don't know. The other story was so short and like... I wanted to go kind of like how the Josh Wolf thing was like he's a reputably nice guy, so his story made sense. He was a nice guy. I don't know Andy.
I bet he's a very nice guy.
Well, nice the second to... story is a lie. It's funny that the lie is just like, oh, yeah, no, I don't do that. That's the whole fucking lie.
So what do you think? What do you think, Michael?
I don't know, man. Like, I didn't even think I didn't even consider not that he didn't do that until you go, I don't think you do anything for free. And then I was like, well, Jessica did say you spell Steinberg the Jew way before we started.
Nah, she did say that.
And I was like, man, it's all kind of adding up here.
When I said that, it had nothing to do with that.
Finally, we got her!
Yeah. No. It's just you look like someone that would rather hang out on a couch than get up and have to do shit for other people.
Also
or like at a temple.
Maybe
at a temple.
Yeah, the people that do the homeless dinner are Jewish, though. The people that started that. So just to let you know.
Well, now we know it's a lie.
it's a tax write-off charity
Jesus,
thing.
Jesus, Jessica, come on.
But no, honestly, I think that's a lie because I have tried to volunteer serving homeless on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I call up and people are like, no, we have
because everybody
so
does it
many
to
people.
Feel good about themselves.
And that's what I was trying to do.
What was the restaurant that did you say?
Over Easy. It was a breakfast place that I worked at.
That was a quick response.
It was a quick response.
Pretty natural.
I'm sure he worked there.
But one thing I just thought of is like I've noticed humble brags typically tend to be true. And that is kind of a bit of a humble brag. Like, yeah, I help the homeless on holidays. No big deal.
Huh. I bet he does help them in some form or fashion. That's why he brought up the sock thing and also to make it seem more true.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
All right. Has everyone voted?
Craig, you voted? Yep. What was you think first one's true?
I don't remember.
That was the poop. Oh, you think he pooped or you think he helps the homeless?
He did not help the homeless.
So you think the first one's true. And Michael, you think the first one's true?
I'm with Craig. He didn't help the homeless.
Oh, we all think he didn't help the homeless. We all think you don't do shit for the homeless.
Is this where I answer now? Yes. Did we all agree? The disappointing part of this whole thing for me
we're right.
is that I did it once. And those air quotes, and I said they was kind of mandatory. It was mandatory. I did it the one time. I never did it again.
Dude, have we ever all guessed the same and got it together?
But the thing that makes me the mad about this is it wasn't my story that gave me away. It was my personality, and you guys didn't even fucking know me.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You seem like such a sweet guy, and I was just like, let's go with it. You're probably actually not a sweet guy.
Wow, I'm glad I felt so strongly about that. There you go. But I didn't mean about the Steinberg part of it. I did not mean that. I meant more about you. Don't feel bad.
There's a lot of people who feel that way.
Couch potato
about you.
I meant more about, you know, your appearance.
Andy, I was being racist, to be clear. Okay. I was being racist.
You know, I appreciate it. I appreciate the honesty.
There goes your SNL shot, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, so God send piece of paper then? That was real.
I swear to you, 100%, that story is 100%.
Do you live
by
a
school?
No, in Jersey, what you're talking about? No.
Because of the paper, notebook.
No, I'm going to tell you.
That is such a weird
No, and you
did
know
it
what?
It looked like it was pulled out of a spiral kind of notebook.
It did, and I swear to you, I thought that was what was going to win this for me. Like, you guys were going to hear that and go, that is such bullshit. And I'm in, like, the most weakest position in my whole life, feeling like I am just the nastiest piece of shit in the world other than what just came out of my ass. And I'm looking, and I look down at the ground, and I swear to you, it's just drizzling and raining, and that piece of paper was so new, and it was full, there was nothing on it, and it was like God put it there and just said, yeah, you made the right decision to shit in this parking lot. Go ahead and wipe your ass.
I think the most vulnerable position that you've ever been in is right here when no one thought you were kind to the homeless, personally myself. But all right, well played.
His whole walk to his car, I'm a good person. I've done things. I gave that one lady a dollar.
All right, so
for that piece of paper.
Why don't you recap Craig's story?
First story, he was home alone, Kevin McAllister style, with his pregnant cousin who was going into labor. She needed to take him, she needed him to take her to the hospital, but he was drugged out of his mind, so he agrees and gets a little bit more high before he drives her pregnant, his pregnant cousin to the hospital. When they get there, the other cousin's there. The doctor offers and says, hey, you guys want to watch this baby come out of her? And they're like, well, yeah, of course. But nothing happens for a strange amount of time. So they're just staring into her south mouth for something like an eternity.
South mouth.
Wow.
Nice.
Fucking offensive. South mouth. You think saying south mouth
that's
is
the coolest
is
name for pussy I've ever
of
heard.
A
yeah,
strong
lying.
Character choice in saying pussy?
Give me that south mouth.
Jesus,
be a good
Christ.
Restaurant.
I'm going to start amazing. Asking. I'm going to start asking for blowjobs by saying North Pussy.
Yeah,
South well, that's mouth. Good because I'm like North Pole.
I'm going to name my daughter that. That's the worst thing I've ever said in my life.
I have never heard that. I have never heard.
You're welcome.
South
I think. I think you should recap all the crime stories that's on NBC.
And just like, what's the booty hole? Yeah. Brown mouth.
Brown star. BH action.
Let me get that brown mouth, baby.
Dude, that is amazing.
Is that like a real word that you grew up with?
I just wrote it, south mouth.
No, but I mean, had you heard it before or you just made that up?
I don't know. I probably don't think I've ever heard south mouth before. Okay. I was thinking lady mouth at first, but then
that
I was like, that'd be the same thing as
even
mouth.
Weirder.
South mouth.
Did rhyme. South mouth.
Wow.
Anyway, eventually,
good work, Austin.
Thank you. Eventually, the little alien slid out of his cousin's vagina, and they were shocked at like the ease of it. And he bought his cousin some pastrami, and that was the first story. His second story, he was in Venice Beach. Now, keep in mind, this is his
third story.
Yeah. His third story.
I
he
don't
was
like this game.
2.5. He was in Venice Beach, and he was with one of his best friends / former drug dealers, and they're out on the town on acid. His buddy, the drug dealer, has a napkin full of ecstasy. They're tripping balls when they see a bunch of cops. They panic. His buddy tosses the napkin, but Craig, not to let good drugs go to waste, scoops them up, and then he sees the cops again. He starts to panic a little bit. So he goes to toss them in the trash, but then he sees a flock of homeless fellas and just starts bequeathing them to each homeless person, like a little pill-popping pope.
Yeah.
Do you accept this body of Christ?
Body of Christ.
Spirito Santo. South Mouth.
There is so much to unpack with your stories, because since you started telling the second story, which then you had to go to the third story, because the second story you told on our
first podcast. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I was just last podcast.
Oh, last.
Yeah, I was last. I'm sorry. I was just thinking about what fucking pregnant woman going into labor thinks to herself, "Let me ask my loser
cousin." But it wasn't even her that asked. The doctor asked.
No, who's all drugged up to drive me to the hospital? Oh. Besides the fact that we kind of already.
I just think it's weird that the doctor's like, here, you want to come see the show? Come on in.
I don't think that's weird at
all. To that many people? I thought like one person was allowed to go back.
No, because when I saw my friend Claire give birth and I got to photograph it. And
sold out.
You keep saying got to like it was a
privilege. No, I want to see
a
birth so bad. I am so jealous.
No, because my kids are adopted, so I never got to go through, thank God, the birthing process. And so my friend Claire, when she had her second baby, she was like, you know, I know that you never got to see, you know, experience. Would you like to come see me give birth?
Man, that's
but
a
what
good
I'm
friend,
getting
dude.
At, yeah, she's cool. What I'm getting at is the doctor was very like obstetricians. They're very like, oh, and I'm a genius and life. So I do get no,
South
they are,
mouth.
Yeah, yeah,
because they think they bring life into the world.
Right. So I do believe that part of it, but I don't believe your cousin who is going into labor would ask the person she knows what's up in your room that you've been locking yourself in there doing drugs to drive you to the hospital. That part I don't get.
I've got some real thoughts on this one, but I'm going to let you guys all vote.
Maybe she picked the guys who she knows where to get a good sandwich after.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was interesting is when you asked him if what happened after the baby and the sound of the placenta leaving the body makes a very a noise that you do not forget.
Like, what is that noise? I don't remember that.
You don't?
Part. I don't remember that noise. I guess right. I remember.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't bother me.
It she made about my beer.
But that's why I was asking the question about what did the doctor do while the baby was coming out? Because with my friend Claire, she it came out pretty quickly, and he was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, they make a big
that's a big moment.
And I thought it was just science that they always shit themselves when they give.
No, not always. Well, a lot of times they're given enemas before.
But when she was in labor for so long.
But we didn't ask a good question.
With his
like,
fucking information of most times we didn't give enemas before. Like, he's that fucking knowledgeable.
But we
was there, Felicia.
We didn't ask what size the baby was because that can...
It was a medium.
I don't remember.
See, he doesn't remember any, but that's the I don't remember. You remember...
He didn't remember what story you voted on for you.
Okay, that's true.
I didn't remember that I told that story already.
That's true. I don't know why I'm questioning the not remembering part.
Cabins in the woods.
But since you did ask Jessica about if 70% of the story is true, but I changed 30% of whatever conversation we're having, I do believe some of that story is true, but maybe the part where you stared at her
game.
Where you stared at her pussy. I think that is the lie because that's the funny part of the story. Yeah. And I think that you made that up because
can't you just have a normal podcast where we just talk to one another?
What was your vote, Andy?
Well, because it was the second story was thrown in, I gotta go with the second story.
Do you think it's a lie
or true?
I think it's a lie because he had to do it on the fly.
I think he was like, "What's the craziest thing I can think of?"
But you don't scoop up drugs. And then get nervous the second time you see the cops and give those drugs away. Because you scooped them up. And now...
Now you're giving them away.
You already saw the police, so that fear should go away. You
know, I was gonna say you'd be nuts not to grab them off the ground, and then giving them away negates it all.
Yeah, so the giving away Felicia. Part, yeah, that's what did that to me.
You know, it's so funny. As I was talking yesterday to my 18-year-old about acid, and I was like, "You got to be careful. I don't want you to do acid because everyone that I know that did a lot of acid is really fucked up." Like, I had a boyfriend who had a brother who did a lot of acid and literally fried his brain. And then I had another friend who did a lot of acid, and he's very slow at putting sentences together. So I think you should acid.
What are you talking about?
And what? I think that story is true, even though I have problems with the story. I think the first story is a lie and the second story is true because I think you were really fucked up if you were all on acid and you guys are, you know, because you guys must have been pretty fucked up for a drug dealer to throw it to the ground. And
he probably had plenty more, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the first story is a lie.
Skittles.
Mike, your mic's on, so go ahead and watch you vote.
Oh, my bad. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going to go same as Felicia. I guess that first one. No, wait, you said the second one's a lie?
I said the first story's a lie.
Oh, yeah, first story's a lie for me. I think he gave the drugs away on acid on Venice Beach.
Okay. I do, too.
All right, let me tell you what I think.
Mm-hmm. We're all ears.
Okay, thank you. I can't wait. I'm sorry. He's an unconventional guy. He was on this podcast before, and he told two truths. Mm. I think in this moment...
One of the few.
Because when he asked me if a story could be 80% true...
Yeah.
And I think he took this literally. I told him as long as the meat of the story is true, it's okay. And he got his sister a pastrami sandwich.
Oh my God, it's a different sandwich?
A pastrami sandwich. And I think maybe he just got a different meat.
I'm sorry.
There's no way. But I did originally write that he said burger, and then we started calling it a pastrami. So I don't know.
You think that the lie is the pastrami sandwich rather than the looking at his cousin's vagina?
Well, I said it depends on how he looks at it, because I said as long as the meat of the story is true.
Uh huh. Oh, you.
So it depends on how he think he takes right. then. Because yeah. maybe he really did get his sister a pastrami sandwich.
I want my lawyer.
Well, I think the big majority of his first story is true, but I think it is a lie that he had to sit there and look at his cousin's vagina. I think
and
that
it definitely
part is a
in
lie.
His act.
If you say it the way you said it, uh-huh. vagina, uh-huh. it sounds so horrible that yeah, I'm
but
starting
you
to lean on your
south mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? What's wrong with saying vagina?
It's the way you said
it, like
said
a
it.
Lawyer.
Yeah, you
like.
Said it with such such intensity of it sounded negative. Vagina, like it had a negative
Why
tone to it.
Vaginas are powerful.
It didn't sound like a powerful vagina. It sounded like a neglected, ugly vagina.
I think you're projecting on me, and I don't like it, sir. I do not like it.
I've never done this, but I'm going to vote that both stories are true.
I don't like that you don't think that he would tell the truth.
I think he changed the meat. The meat.
Okay.
So you think the
I think
he
changed the meat.
You think so?
Ultimately, the story's really true. Except
you
for
vote
he got him.
One.
You
got to
pick
vote.
One.
You got to pick one.
Well, then that I guess that makes the first one kind of a lie, not really.
So the first one is a lie.
Okay.
Everybody
but they're
voted.
Both true.
No, I voted. I voted that the second one was the lie.
You voted the second one was a lie.
The second one's a lie. I don't believe that he gave those drugs away.
What did okay. you vote?
I voted same as y'all. That
okay, Michael.
I vote that south mouth is my favorite word.
I also vote that, first one's a lie.
Okay. Which one is the lie? Can you remember which one is the lie?
Yeah, I don't like this game.
What's up?
They're both true.
I told you!
I know! No!
I don't like the lie. I don't like the liar. I don't like the lie. I had, hey, I had a fucking lie ready to go and she shit on my thunder.
I'm not.
Shit on, I was going to say I shot my friend. And the truth of the matter is I missed.
God, I cannot believe you
but
fucking picked it out, Jessica.
You picked
so
it
awesome.
Out and I, my brain, I don't, it just, I was like, ecstasy.
Did you give away those drugs, though?
I did.
Oh,
they're yeah. all true.
It's all true. Looked at your cousin's
so technically,
vagina.
I was right because I said the first story is a lie. So it's still the second was. True.
They're both true.
So
both
I thought the second one was true. So still,
yeah, but I'm right.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm still I'm still
You're
taking
queen
that
of the
man.
Podcast.
I'm
You're
taking
queen
that.
Of the podcast.
No, she's not. I'm on an 8-0 streak right now. So
yeah, but that was
I'm queen
ultimate.
Of the podcast.
And you removed yourself to the end. You let everybody go through it, and
went,
then you did it nicely.
I waited instead of because I screwed it up in the beginning of the podcast. I was trying not to screw it up again.
I'm impressed.
Wow, that surprise ending. Surprise ending. I like that. You fuck. I like that.
And I sent him the rules last night, and I even talked to him, and I was like, remember, you did two truths last time. Do not do that.
I know. Yeah, I got the same letter.
I had.
But I even
letter.
Talked to him face to face.
I had a plan.
Oh, yeah.
And she fucked it up. You can't take that away from me. Wow. You think I'm going to invent another plan off the fly? I got what I got, baby. That's it.
That's why you got in trouble with drugs is because you don't know how to lie. Sir, do you have drugs on you? Yes, I do.
And then I know to keep my mouth shut.
Wow, that was a left turn. And I can't believe you fucking figured it out, Jessica. That's awesome.
The meat, that's what got me. I was like, there's fool.
I did get her pastrami.
All right. You guys were such amazing guests. This was a crazy podcast. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your stories with us. Where can people find you or what do you have shaking there, David?
I'm Andy.
I'm Andy. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've been spending a lot of time.
Ari, what do you have shaking?
Well,
Ari Spears, how's your life been? David.
Well, other than this cheap Jewish thing I have going, everything's been great.
David Goldstein,
how's
are you
the
a
vagina?
Hey, it's Harry like Berry, how you been?
Okay. So where can people find you in?
In parking lots in Jersey. Where am I? I don't even know where I am next.
Brea, right?
Yeah, I'm Brea. Oh, this week. Well, this is
going to
come out
live.
Afterwards. I'll be
social
okay.
Media.
New Year's, Christmas.
Okay, yeah. for our first week of December, I'll be in the DC Improv opening up for Aries.
Oh, nice.
And like I said, I'm working on doing this. I don't even know what it's really. It's more informational about me trying to discover my Mexican roots, because walking around as a white guy, I don't really have the background knowledge. I have my history, but I don't know how to work that here in America. So that's really what it's about. And so I'm working on doing that. And you can find me at andycomedy.com, and all my social media is in the upper right-hand corner of my page. And I sell T-shirts, and if you'd like to buy one, I could really use the money.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Okay, should have paid that fucking karma forward, my friend. Anyway. Where can people find you, Craig?
Craig P. Conant on all social medias, and I got a website just freshly built, craigconant.com.
Nice.
When's this come out?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, look me up.
Yep, he can't remember his dates. What about you? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I start headlining in January. I don't remember the first city, but I got okay. I got some stuff.
Okay.
Just go to my website.
Okay, great, great, great. And how? What's your Twitter handle? Do you want to give any?
Craig P. Conant.
Okay, wonderful. What about you, Michael? What do you have shaken?
Tonight, wait, this comes out Thanksgiving. Never mind, my dates in the next few days are irrelevant. Check me out on Instagram, High Five Michael, dog.
Yeah, you have a great Instagram, even though we tease you a lot about your Twitter. You have a wonderful Twitter, so give him a follow on his Instagram. And I said that backwards, but go ahead. What about you, Austin?
Well, since it's Thanksgiving week, we will see y'all this Saturday, November 30th, at the Belly Room of the World Famous Comedy Store. The Liars Club will be there November 30th. Is that right? Is that the right date?
Oh, yeah, for November, yeah.
Okay, why are you looking at me like it's not?
Well, because I was looking at December.
Oh, yeah. So November 30th, the week this podcast comes out, we will be in the Belly Room. Actually, I won't be. I'll be in Florida, but, you know, go Gators.
Okay.
Beat FSU.
Oh, I was just thinking I might have...
I'm at the Austin Walker.
What happened? Up my comedy dates. Anyway, I will.
You don't
be...
remember? You make fun of me, huh?
No, you called him David. I know. You can follow me at Felicia Michaels all across the board. Do me a big favor. Check out Blue Apron. If you put liars in the code box on Blue Apron, you'll get 30% off. Please give us a helping hand by going to look at that. We know 44.
Right, you can help us by feeding
people
yourself.
People looked at it, but go ahead and put that code in. Go ahead.
I'm at Jess Welling or at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. We have shows coming up in December. December 13th, we're at the Ice House at 8 o'clock.
Well, those two really went together well.
Real professional we are here.
And, I love how everybody makes fun of me for my dates, and as soon as it comes them, they're like, eight? It's hard.
Hey, at least we know the date.
January.
And then we're at the Comedy Store here again in the Belly Room on December 26th, the day after Christmas. So we're doing Thanksgiving and Christmas here at the store. Come and check us out.
Hell yeah.
And remember to subscribe to the Liars Club on YouTube. That is the most important thing you could do. Michael, did you say your shit?
Yeah, he did. High five, Michael.
Love you, Michael.
Thank you, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And
love
you,
Jess.
And you have... kind of been lied to.
And I messed it up. I kept talking.
That's fucked up so
I'm not telling that one.
Disney believe you.